We continue in Ketzer Shulchan Aruch, Simen Tzadik Gimel Sif Aleph. Miat Kishchil Ishel Hagish Simoni Leida. As soon as a woman starts feeling labor pains, a feeling of supekas, even if she's not quite certain that she's experiencing those pains, Colonel Amyaladis, we could call for her a midwife. A feeling of Makam Racha Kam Prasos, even if it means traveling quite a distance. Properly, every woman who's pregnant and is the time for her to have the baby comes closer, she should, on every Shabbos, prepare whatever she can to make her possible trip on Shabbos to the hospital involve the least amount of Chil Shabbos. So certainly all paperwork that has to be done in terms of registration to a hospital should be done before Shabbos. The bag that she packs for taking her to take along to the hospital should be prepared before Shabbos, and even the phone that she's going to have to use to call whomever she has to call should be set up in a way that will involve the least amount of Chil Shabbos. Similarly, if her labor pains began from before Shabbos, she should not delay in traveling to the hospital on Shabbos. She should go before Shabbos and avoid the Chil Shabbos involved to go to the hospital. When she is going to the hospital, even if the hospital is close by to where she lives, she should not take the chance of walking. She should go by car. And furthermore, the halacha allows her to take along somebody with her that she shouldn't have to travel alone to the hospital. Even though nowadays we use doctors, obstetricians for women to deliver, but many women have labor coaches or et cetera, doulas that help them during the birth. Even though the hospital has staff, if this is what this woman feels she needs to help her have a good childbirth experience, she may ask them to participate, and even if it involves Chil Shabbos. So Beis, Yoledes Harika Chol Shesh B'Sakana. Once a woman is in childbirth, she's in the category of a Chol Shesh B'Sakana. Umchawa So Shabbos Chom Mashi Tzricha. And we do whatever she needs involving Chil Shabbos. Not only medical needs are done with Chil Shabbos, but even things that are done just to relieve a pain may be done. And even things that just to make her feel stronger emotionally may be done with Chil Shabbos. Ach, im efshel asa hidei shinui, if it could be done through a Jew, not in the normal fashion, o yidei dev kachavim, or through a non-Jew oisin. Nekras yiledes, and the woman is considered a yiledes, mishiteshvel shemil ashber, when she's ready on the birthing bed, o yimishosh adam shayis v'yarda, for when she broke her water. And even the oisha eloi koich leledes batma, once she can't walk on her own, gama pels lacha boim yoim mitvilosoi, even a woman who miscarried after the baby was already 40 days, dina koyledes has the din of a yledes. Sif gimel kloshlosh yomar rishonim, during the first 3 days after childbirth, I feel like merish and tzricha, even if she says she doesn't need it, mechal lasa Shabbos. And even though, as the Tzitz Eliezer points out, nowadays the entire way women who just had babies are treated is very different than in those days. Women walk around, get out of bed right away. Once Chazal established that a woman within 3 days of childbirth is considered a Chol Shesh B'Sakana, that is her status. And I feel like Meresh and Tzricha, even if she says she doesn't need it, Mechal Lasa Shabbos, with Mechal Shabbos. There is a Machloikas HaPoiskim, how far this leniency goes. Some Poiskim suggest that we treat her on Shabbos exactly as we would treat her during the week. There are other Poiskim who are a little stricter and say we should try to avoid Chil Shabbos if at all possible. But after these 3 days, if she's not sick, she's just still recovering from the birth, at Shiva Yomim, until 7 days from the birth, If she says, I still need whatever she's asking for, mechanlo, we do what she asks. But if she says she doesn't, we start counting from the day of birth. It's not 3 or 7 24-hour periods. If the baby was born Wednesday evening, Shabbos day, she's ready after 3 days, because we have Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And the baby was born Shabbos evening, it's ready after 7 days. However, if there's a question about health, she's a weak woman, for example, I make a limnas yom elim eis leis, to counting these in 24-hour periods, loy hefsed. A woman who had a cesarean section is in a different category. There we rely on the doctors to identify how long is she to be considered a chayla shesh besakonam. And that's the halacha by any woman who unfortunately suffered some difficulties during childbirth. Siftal lachash of yomim. But after 7 days from the childbirth, I feel I merit srichani, even if she says she does need something, and mechalala, we're not mechalala the Shabbos for her. After this point, after 7 days, she falls into the category of chol shem b'sakonam. Now we should do everything through a nachri or through a yisrael with a shinui. Aval hasak avura, but to have a fire put on her behalf, mutafil yisrael. There we could have yisrael put on the fire. Shloinim to avikachav v'neka, where we can't easily find an avikachavim. But feel with tekuvas tamas, even in the summer. Shem the yiladus kol shloishim yoyim, a yiladus for the first 30 days after the baby is born, b'sukanasi b'tzina, she's particularly susceptible to the cold. Sif hey, havlach noilid, the baby that was born, machitzenoisai, we wash him, chaitan as tiburai, we cut off the umbilical cord, umiyashim evrav, we straighten out his limbs, v'oisin, kol loikotrach, we do whatever he needs to have done. Ach, im enebek kiyoyma, but if the child that was born is not going to make it, and of course, the Chazanish already says that in time of Chazal, we find in the Gemara, a yiladus to Shmoina, a woman who has a baby to 8 months, that baby will not survive. But nowadays, that is not the case, Nishtanu Ativim, and babies that are born to 8 months do survive, and therefore this halacha is not really relevant. Such a baby, since it will not make it, we may not move him. The woman who's suffering because she has milk gathering just bends over to express the milk. Because the milk that is formed, that is accumulating in her body. Two Jews or more who live in one chatzar. Each one in his own room. May not carry from his apartment to the chotzer, nor from the chotzer to the homes. So that means you can't carry from one apartment to another apartment in the house, from an apartment to a lobby, to a foyer in the house, from the apartments to the outside yard of a house. And this was all instituted because Shlomo HaMelech instituted the concept that one can't carry, because there's a concern that you're going to be allowed to carry. In this situation, you may come to carry from Shusha Yochid to Shusha Rabim, from Shusha Rabim to Shusha Yochid. V'afilu b'loy derech chetzer. Even if it doesn't involve carrying through the chetzer. K'goyin sheyesh pesach chaylein be'beish shalzeh le'beish shalzeh. You have two adjoining apartments that have a window or a door adjoining them, and you could just pass something through that window or door. A solon talton derech sham, men may not carry anything through that window or door. Or mitzvah leim lasas ruvi chatzeris, but there's a mitzvah to make an ruvi chatzeris, shloyovul de mikshol, to avoid having any problems. And as the Gemara Masechta Erevin daf chaf alef on the base teaches us, b'shosha tikkun shleima Erevin, natil shidayim, at the time that Shlomo Melech instituted our Erev and Chatzeres and Tehillat Shadayim, Yotza Baskol, Vamra Baskol emanated from Shemayim and said, B'ni, Im Chacham Lipcha Yisrach Libi Gam Ani. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said he was most happy. And the reason, explains the Chasam Sofer, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so happy was because he did something that could prevent people from ending up doing the wrong thing. And moreover, even if somebody, for whatever reason, doesn't want to rely on an Erev, but if they're collecting funds from all the members of the community for the Erev, there's a mitzvah that everybody in the community should contribute to the building of the Erev. And then if he will or won't want to use the Erev, that's his own business. Two chatzeres, 2 yards that have a door between them. Each chatzah can make its own Erev. And therefore, in that case, all the people in each chatzah will be able to carry within their chatzah. Aval asur l'tatl, they will not be allowed to carry mi chatzah. They won't be allowed to carry from one chatzah to another chatzah. Kolim sheshavs v'bayis, anything that was indoor by Banish Shmoshes. But if they want, all the people who live in these two chatzeres could join an Erev Echad. They should be able to carry from one chatzer to the other chatzer. I feel Kelm Sheshav Sabayis, even Kelm that were in the house. If connecting this chatzeres is only a window, that's at least 4 tefachim wide, the gevaya b'tefachim and 4 tefachim tall, v'ubatoich atzar tefachim sam laaretz, within 10 tefachim of the ground, v'ein b'srika doesn't have gates that prevent it from being usable. Gam ken yuchayim la'arab yachad, that also is a situation where they can make one erev. Avav b'pachs mezeb, if the opening does not have these dimensions, Ein yichayim la'arab yachad, they can't make one erev to join the two chatzeres. But if there's a window between two homes, even though that window is above 10 tefachim from the ground, they can make one Erev. We can't compare the situation of connecting two homes to the situation of connecting two chatzeres.